From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has welcomed the decision by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to investigate Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on the rebel-held Syrian town of Douma. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said there are other ways to determine what agent was used and who was responsible.
The United States government has its own mechanisms to be able to look into things. Some of these would be intelligence matters that I'm not going to get into. You know full well why. The United States has been sharing information with its allies and partners, as have our allies been sharing information with us. But the OPCW, we recognize and are pleased to see that they are able to get to the area or eventually be able to get to the area, we hope, as soon as possible.
She said the list of those likely responsible is limited.
We know that only certain players, to use your word, have access to these kinds of chemical weapons. We know that it requires certain kinds of delivery mechanisms to use those types of weapons.
At the UN, Russia and the U.S. blocked each other's efforts to investigate the attack. Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, accused the U.S. of taking another step toward confrontation. His American counterpart, Nikki Haley, castigated Moscow for protecting what she called a monster, a reference to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. The United States has lifted a travel ban on citizens coming from Chad after a six-month review that resulted in improved security standards. The African country had been placed on a revised travel ban last September after Chadian officials failed to provide evidence of adequate security measures to prevent terrorists from traveling to the U.S. The list now includes seven countries, including Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is VOA News. The White House said President Trump will not travel to Peru for the 8th Summit of the Americas, which gets underway Friday to oversee the U.S. response to the Syrian chemical attack. He will be represented by Vice President Mike Pence. Peter Hockham, President Emeritus and Senior Fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue, said Mr. Trump was viewed as a central figure if he had taken part.
I mean, the tension would be very high in any kind of serious discussion, presuming there were serious discussions at the summit. So it's a combination, like I say, of disappointment and relief for some.
The cancellation is the first for a U.S. leader. Presidents have attended each summit since 1994. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg repeated apologies for recent security breaches on the giant social media platform in the first of 2 days of testimony before congressional committees. He mentioned fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, and data privacy, acknowledging more needs to be done to protect its hundreds of millions of users.
It's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive. It's not enough to just give people a voice. We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation.
Facebook was shaken by revelations that tens of millions of its users' personal information was accessed by the UK-based political consultancy Cambridge Analytica. Last year, it acknowledged Russians using fake names used Facebook to try to influence the 2016 U.S. election. A year after criticizing Qatar for funding terrorism at a high level, President Donald Trump welcomed the emir to the White House, calling him a friend. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani insisted that gas-rich Qatar, which hosts a U.S. airbase, does not fund terrorism.
We do not and we will not tolerate with people who fund terrorism. We've been cooperating with the United States of America to stop funding terrorism around the region. We do not tolerate with people who support and fund terrorism.
Qatar has denied allegations by its Gulf neighbors, including Saudi Arabia, of spreading extremism, fomenting regional unrest, and allowing funds to flow to terror groups. In South Sudan, the UN said at least one aid worker was killed after gunmen shot an agency vehicle marked as operated by the Catholic Organization for Relief and Development Aid. The attack occurred near the town of Benchu in Unity State. In Myanmar, also known as Burma, a court rejected a motion to drop a case against two Reuters journalists arrested while investigating allegations of a massacre of Rohingya Muslims. In detention since December, they're accused of violating the country's official Secrets Act. Panama said it will ban several Venezuelan airlines from operating in the country for at least 90 days in response to allegations of corruption. Last month, Panama put more than 50 Venezuelans, including President Nicolas Maduro, on a high-risk list, suspecting them of money laundering and financing terrorism. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.